The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Good morning, the 2nd of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Ben, call you Ben. When you were little, did they call you Benny?
No, not really.
One did until you hit him with the baseball bat, and then everybody stopped.
No.
It was early childhood trauma. Never know, do you?
Yeah.
You never know what I'm going to say.
Nope. No, that's very true.
That's because I'm in negotiations with the management of KCNR. I want to raise.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
So far, I'm losing. She tells me to shut up and just sit down. Just shut up, sit down. Watch Godfather. Have you seen The Godfather lately?
Not lately.
I think once a month. It seems like there's parts of The Godfather playing at my house. Yesterday, I'm walking through, and it was the point where Michael took out the five families, you know, assassinations, shooting them in elevators, shooting them in a bed with a prostitute, trapping a guy in a revolving door. You see all those? Shooting a guy come down to his chauffeured limousine, and then they kill Carlo, his wife, his sister's husband. Did you remember that?
It's been a while.
It's in all 5 minutes. Boom! They're having he's the godfather of Carlo's and his sister's child. And while this is going on, he whacks the five families, takes over. Oh, and Mo Green, who had the hotel out in Las Vegas. Every one of them, boom, gone. And then he chokes out somebody chokes out his brother-in-law. 5 minutes, maybe six of film. And, probably one of some of the most powerful 6 minutes you're going to see. And then then his wife says, did you do that? And he says, never ask me about my business. You never ask me about my business. And then he says, okay, this one time you can ask, did you do it? No. Oh, Michael, you know. And you guys are coming in here kissing his ring. You know, it's kind of like Don Corleone. If you haven't seen the movie, and I don't know, there may be people out there who have never seen that movie. If you get a chance. It's, and then there was a mini series, Making of the Godfather. And, Miles Teller, a bunch of actors, of course. And,
yeah.
And it told the story about trying to make the Godfather. And it just did not come together right away. they had no script.
Really?
Because the guy that wrote it, he could not write the script. He just couldn't do it. He, had, thousands of pages of script, and you can't do that. And so they just brought in somebody else to help to get it, contained. And then the mafia was not happy about this. But when they gave a special showing, standing ovation. Mafia came out looking good. And then Marlon Brando was, he auditioned for it. Yeah, I mean, Marlon Brando, big, huge star.
Yeah.
He auditioned for it, and he put, he put toilet paper in his mouth, to give him that kind of a jolly
really?
Look, and so it would sound different. Yeah, I mean, it's a great, I don't even know what the name of it is, but we watched it, and it was very entertaining. It just was not easy trying to get this made. went, you know, the Corleone's house that they were, you know, that's a real house someplace in, I don't know, New York someplace. They said yes, and they said no because, gosh, you know, it's, we're not sure what's going on here, and they had to persuade them. Different actors coming in at different times. So, one of the best movies probably ever made, whether you like the... And then the sequel, Godfather 2, where they merged Don Corleone coming over at the beginning of his life.
Now you're making me want to go watch it again.
Well, you know what? The first two, I think, I don't know what the third one was. But it didn't,
I don't remember.
But one and two, you could spend the whole evening watching that, and it wouldn't hurt you. The films were made so well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a national day. They don't tell me it's National Godfather Day.
No, it is National VJ Day.
Victory over Japan.
Yep.
Okay. That was it. That was the final end of World War II.
Yes, it was.
We'd already had VE Day, and then Truman dropped two bombs in Japan, saving a million lives, if you can believe that. When you dropped two atomic bombs, but it caused Japan to surrender. Otherwise, we would have invaded the islands of the main islands of Japan, and it would have been a bloodbath. So, okay, what else? That's it.
National Blueberry Popsicle Day. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh. Meh. That's meh Tuesday.
Yeah.
Today, increasing clouds and hot with a high near 103 and a low about 71. Wednesday, same. You can just see Wednesday and Thursday the same. Now, Friday, a high near 72 and a low around 65. Saturday, 90. Sunday, 90. Monday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high near 87. Whoa.
It's going down.
Yeah. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 100. Friday, low 90s, low 90, 90, and then 87. It's going to be a great weekend, my friends. A great weekend. There's so much stuff going on. Cowboy barbecues. Turtle Bay's got things going on. That's what Cowboys barbecue on Sunday. He's bringing in tickets today, but we'll be able to give away. He said at 9 o'clock. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. It's a family-owned, family-run, locally-owned, veteran-owned business. Been there for like 30 years. Third generation of the Kenny family is working there. Chuck and Judy started this business, like I said, close to 30 years ago. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards. And they have just outstanding customer service. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And let's take, because we chit-chatted, let's take a quick break.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 7:18 in the morning. It's about 70 degrees out there, going up to 103 today, but got in the hundreds, low hundreds, for the next couple of days, and it really starts cooling off. I mean, 10, 15 degrees. So, what's going on out there? The Paisano Days is happening on September 12th and September 12th and Saturday, September 13th, and it starts at 4:30 now. Huge bocce ball tournament. It's got 32 teams in it right now. It's going to happen. They're going to have food, all types of food out there, pasta bowls with meatballs, Italian meatball sandwiches, Italian sausage sandwich. Let me tell you how good that food is. That food is just excellent. It is great. $16 for adults and $6 for kids under 12. Lots of raffle prizes. They're having a big media bocce ball tournament on the 11th. So, unfortunately, I think I won't be able to, but I think Pat's putting together a team. You ever played bocce ball?
I have not.
That's okay. You can look just as stupid as the rest of us out there.
Okay.
The idea is it's like shuffleboard with a round ball on sand. You roll it down there, you know, into a target,
Do you try to hit another, or try to get it close to the other ball?
No, you try to get it to the, you roll out this little ball. You try to get it as close as you can, and then you try to block it and knock the other, you know, it's like shuffleboard.
I've played it before. There's a, so back home, back in Ohio, there's a, there's a bar by my house, and they actually have one of those that people play all the time.
Well, KQMS are a bunch of ringers. They all belong to a bocce ball club, and they get, it is tough playing those guys. Okay, see, what else do we have here? A lot of things happening. We've got Sentenced, a special screening of Sentenced, an immersive and vulnerable film about crisis of illiteracy in America from producers Stefan and Aisha Curry and the Children's Literacy Project. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It looks like it's going to be free. It's going to be Thursday, September 4th from 5:30 to 8:30. They're going to have film screening at 6 and then a panel discussion, learn about the crisis of literacy here in Shasta County, and then a reception after that. And it takes a village, and you're all invited. And so that's going to happen Thursday at the Cascade. And then we have 12 different Paisano Day things. Champions for Children is going to be Saturday, September 6th, at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fun for the entire family, free for Turtle Bay members, free for non-members. Enjoy a day at Turtle Bay and learn about the resources and sports available to young children in Shasta County. Kind of ties into that literacy thing. Hands-on activities, child development information. And you can sign up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, where a child gets a book a week through this. Her Imagination Library is coming to Shasta County. Get involved and partner with the First Five and Turtle Bay. And the, let me see, Ready Roots Festival. Coming September 26th, 27th, and 28th, we'll be giving away wristbands on those. You can go for, you know, be good for all 3 days on some of them. This is going to be a great time. It's right downtown here in Reading. If you haven't never been to one, you should, you know, maybe take the time, because it's a lot of fun. You go around, walk around, and you know, there's bands everywhere. Everywhere from the Cascade to Whistle Park and all these other places. It's a great time. Okay, wildfires. Castle Craigs, and this is as of yesterday, the Castle Craigs fire, as I just, it's located south of Forest Road. And it's 3.2 miles west of Castle Craigs State Park in Costella. It's approximately 10 miles from Dunsmuir. And according to CAL FIRE incidents page, the fire is currently 300 acres. And as a response, the Siskiyou County and Shasta County Sheriff's Offices have issued evacuation orders and warnings to the Costella area, and the warnings down into in Siskiyou County over to Dunsmuir. So they evacuated a number of residents yesterday afternoon. So be aware of that. The peak fire burning west of Trinity Lake has burned 432 acres, 5% contained. The Lick Fire, 36 acres and zero contained. And they were having a community meeting is set for tonight at 6 at the Veterans Memorial Hall there in the Shasta. And the, well, it would help if it said where it was at. I imagine it's, it says Veterans Memorial Hall, but that's right here in town, so it must be one maybe up in Weaverville or that area. And because it's the Tehama County Sheriff's Office, was issuing evacuation warnings. You know what? When somebody hands me this, and right before I come on, I would like to have more information. So why don't you take this and see if we can find out where that community meeting is going to be at, okay? I mean, I don't think it's going to be down here in Reading at the Veterans Memorial Hall, so it's got to be one up there someplace. Okay. Congressman LaMalfa is criticizing the plan of Assemblyman Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher's proposal to split California into two states. Why? Because Congressman LaMalfa says it distracts from the more pressing issue of defeating Proposition 50. Proposition 50 is the naked power grab of the Democrats to change the districts here in California based simply on the fact that Texas did it. And if Texas did it, we need to do it. Now, if you've been following this in the news, you'd also see Missouri is now talking about redistricting their state. And if, you know, so this revenge politics is wrong. I don't live in Texas, and frankly, you know, don't care too much about what Texans do. You know, this plan probably could have been thought out better, but then California to redistrict us is just totally wrong. It is a naked power grab by Democrats who are trying to override the Constitution and redraw districts that the people of California had voted on years ago to have a non-political group, a standalone group, redistrict the state, which they did. Because people don't want politicians drawing and gerrymandering these districts like it looks like right now. Our beloved first district looks like a rat. It has the main part with Shasta and, you know, Shasta County and Trinity and Modoc and all the ones there. And then a rat tail that goes down to the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm not kidding you. It goes down to the Golden Gate Bridge, Marin County and all that, which effectively negates everybody up here because of the population centers down there. And the whole thing is to get a Democrat in there. And when you draw these lines the way they did, of course it's going to happen. There's only 20%, 40-something percent, 46% or something like that, are registered Republicans, if you can believe that, in the state of California. I think that number is too high, frankly. Let's just say 38%. Let's say 40%. And yet there's only 20% of the elected representatives in California are Republicans. They've got nine Republicans out of the whole state. Now they want to get rid of five of them. And then you've got other states that have significant Republican people, you know, registered, and they have zero Republicans. Or they have like 5% Republican representatives because of gerrymandering. Is this what we want? People, I don't care what you think. Really. This is something where they're taking away the people's choice. This is what we voted for, was to have these districts. And now they're going to override all that to save democracy, according to Newsom. You know, Newsom, why don't you save Pacific Palisades? Why don't you save us from homelessness? Why don't you save us from huge, exorbitant gas prices? Why don't you save us from inflation? Why don't you save us from lack of housing? Why don't you save us from crime? Why don't you, you know, I could go on and on and on. But no, this is what the Democrats are doing. When, my friends, and I know I'm speaking to the choir. A lot of you feel the way I do. I'm talking to my Democrats out there that listen, and there are. Voting against this proposition is the right thing to do. Tell Newsom, you can't just change the rules in midstream because that's what you want. And then you blame it on another state. That's like little Mary blaming the fact that she's got chocolate ice cream all over her face because little Carl did it first. He did it. I mean, is that a child's argument or what? But this is Gavin Newsom. Fighting fire with fire. Gavin, no. You're not going to be president. I know what you're trying, but you're not going to be president. We just have to have a laundry list of everything you've done, from how you mishandled COVID to you being at the French Laundry, and then everything else that's happened in this state in 8 years. Thank you. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you know, they just won't meet with you, all of it. There's a number of reasons. You need some help from a pro, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to Patrick. And he's going to tell you, you're going to tell him what's going on, and he's going to tell you, well, you know, as slow as it is, it's still doing, it's still going along the lines there. So you don't need a lawyer right now. However, this and this and this. However, if it's not going, if you've been denied, you want to get back to work, it's been life changing for you and your family, Patrick Gorman can help you. He's a scrapper. He's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Group. Former law enforcement officer, all of this. And he is a scrapper. And if you need help, this is the guy you want to go to. Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com. He's in Palo Cedro. We'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in the bot. The 2nd of September. Timber, 7:35 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Then Ready Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. Hey, are you noticing a lot more electric? Gosh, it seems like every time I turn around, there's electric bicycles going up and down the road.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, I used to compete. I used to compete in triathlons. When I was stationed in Hawaii. And, I mean, I was putting lots of miles on bikes. And you still see, I just saw like a group of like eight guys come into, from the hearth the other day. They'd been bicycling. They're all sweaty and happy and wearing their banana yellow costumes and all these things. But it seems like it kind of negates the purpose of having a bike if you don't pedal.
Yeah.
I guess you can pedal and then use it. You know.
Some of them are self-assist, so like when you pedal.
I mean, they're doing 25 miles, 30 miles an hour, aren't they? Some of them.
Yeah. Like, so when we were out in Hawaii, we did like a bicycle tour, and they were electric bikes.
Yeah. Made it a lot easier, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it really didn't have
to. Well, I mean, if you're sightseeing, and by the way, that's a great idea. Yeah, so you're sightseeing, and you're not having to worry about getting up this little hill. So people of all different types of maybe athletic abilities could go on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the one I noticed several years ago was we were in Italy and for a friend's son's wedding, and we were in this little village, and it was, you know, they built them on top, you know, the castles they build, and forts they build up on top of a mountain. So it's kind of, you know, even inside the city, it's kind of steep. I watched this old guy coming up the road, and he didn't look like he was having any problem at all. I thought, gosh, this guy's in great shape. Well, it turns out it was an electric bike. And that's really kind of the first time I noticed an electric bike. So we have friends that have electric bikes. And as he puts it, he says, no, I just come to work every day on it, and sometimes I pedal, and sometimes I don't. Being that California is one of those that's got, you know, we're on the San Andreas Fault, and we have earthquakes, and, you know, there's always a chance that parts of California drops off into the ocean. We really haven't had, you know, we've only had that one really kind of bad earthquake, back in the, 90s. In, Afghanistan, they had 1,100 people killed and more than 3,200 injured when a 6.0 magnitude trembler struck near the Pakistan border on Sunday. And search and rescue efforts in remote mountainous areas have been hindered by damaged roads, heavy rain, and landslides. Now, they already having the problems because so many countries pulled away any type of aid to Afghanistan. When they took away women and girls' rights, and stripped away all the things they've been doing there. In response, many humanitarian organizations withdrew from Afghanistan, and aid declined to $760 million, down from $3.8 billion. Now, UK plans to give $1.3 million in emergency funding to families affected by the earthquake. India has already delivered 1,000 tents to Kabul and 15 metric tons of food. And the U.S. State Department has sent heartfelt condolences to Afghan people and a really, really nice sympathy card signed by Secretary of State. So, Marco Rubio. 1,000 people were killed in the Sudan when a landslide destroyed a village, and the movement is now appealing for international help to recover the bodies of victims. And again, there you've got a government that has stripped away the rights of their citizens, have murdered, kidnapped, done so many things to their people, and now they're asking for help. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Dolores.
Good morning. I just want to kind of give you some information, and hopefully there's listeners out there of the city of Shasta Lake, because it's important for them to know that there's going to be another public hearing regarding the utilities to raising it again. And so I hope people start attending these meetings, because if they don't like their bill, they need to attend and they need to fight for what they believe it's over, you know, charging citizens to have power in their home, regardless of how, you know, our country's going. Everybody's raising everything, and, you know, it's not suitable. It's not right for the citizens to wonder how they're going to pay the bill. You know, if they don't pay the bill, what do they do? They're red tagged, and then what happens if you can't pay?
Well, if you're red tagged, you got to move out of your house.
Right, and then they take over your house. So this is important for people to start attending and to understand.
This could be a conspiracy, Dolores.
Well, I believe
they're selling large parts of the city of Shasta Lake to developers. So this could be a plot to force people out of their homes so they can then sell. Then the city then takes these, then sells them to developers so they can develop whole areas.
Well, I know there's a lot of stuff going on.
Why am I the only one that thinks of this?
Well, I know there's a lot of
Was that a bridge too far? The city of Shasta Lake is not in a conspiracy to do it. However, you are absolutely right. If they are raising the utility rates again, people need to be there and hear the explanation for it.
Right. So, yeah, that's why I was calling. But also wanted to say something about what you're talking about, the state and, you know, Gavin Newsom and how they're, you know, the Democrats. You know, the Democrats are going to do this. And I'm afraid it's going to pass. And the reason why is because a lot of people don't get involved. They don't understand what they're voting. But it's not just everywhere. Because look at our county. Look at Shasta County. You know, we have people running and saying they're Republicans. Look at the Board of Supervisors. They say they're Republicans. But yet, for the second time, they put a Democrat to run our election department. I mean, seriously? I mean, you know, those are the kind of questions we've got to ask ourselves.
Well, both Clint Curtis and Brent said that they were, you know, hardcore Democrats for a long time.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We got to ask ourselves, you know, why are they doing this? And they claim to be Republicans. Why are they putting these people in there? If they didn't want Kathy Darling, they didn't want Joanna, they didn't want all these people because they were supposedly Democrats that were doing things. But yeah, we got Democrats in there now to run our most important, they say is the most important thing that they care about is the election. But yet they put somebody who is a Democrat. Why?
I don't know.
We have to question that.
I don't know. You know what? That's a good question.
I know why.
Can't Democrats? Wait a minute. Why? You said you know why. Why?
I do know why.
You got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. Tell us why.
Well, you know, Clint Curtis is, you know, the programmer who actually
he was on the show. Yeah.
Right. So what else can he do for the Board of Supervisors? Guarantee their vote? I mean, all he can do is flip the vote, and that's all they need. So if that's what I feel, that's why they voted for this guy. It has nothing to do with how important the election is.
So they could flip votes?
Well, who, They're afraid they're not going to win. Yes, absolutely. I think they're afraid they're not going to win the next election. Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
Got to take a break, Dolores. You know, it's been a long time since you called. I thought you didn't love us anymore.
No, I've been busy. I've been busy.
Come on, tell everybody you love KCNR.
I can't do that.
Oh.
Sorry.
How about like?
I'll listen to your radio show. But
as long as you listen, that's all that counts. That's all. You don't have to like us. Just listen.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Good. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I like Dolores. She calls in. You know what? Here's the thing about Dolores, whether you agree with her or not, and many people don't. She's got opinions, and she's not afraid to share them. And there are things, you know, when, you know, well, Clint Curtis and Brent, his assistant that was on our show the other day, very likable guy, they're Democrats. Okay. But it doesn't mean Democrats don't want fair elections either. I mean, that's in my opinion. All right, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages. And we're going to talk about what's happening in Chicago. And is Trump going to send in the National Guard? And how about that Powerball? We'll find out all about this when we return from this short interruption.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Meh Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 7:50 in the morning. About 71 degrees out there, going up to 103 today. It's going to be warm. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Stonecutters, watch repairmen, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry, at very fair prices. Good people, locally owned, locally operated. See what else? Oh, yeah, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, two stories. And it makes you wonder if they're talking about the same thing. Chicago had a tough weekend. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And Trump has said that he wants to send in the National Guard. The other thing that they said is they need to get in there and do a very, very thorough sweep of the Chicago area for illegals, gang members, all those kind of things. The governor called the planned operation disruptive and dangerous. No one in the administration, the president, or anyone under him has called anyone in my administration or me. So it's clear that they're in secret, that they're planning this. Well, it's an invasion with U.S. troops if they, in fact, do that. And then the Chicago mayor signed an executive order demanding that President Trump stand down from deploying military forces to the city. The order also directs city departments to resist coordinated efforts from the federal government that violates the rights of Chicagoans. Now, Pritzker also said that Trump is setting this up so there will never be another free election. When the elections come around, he's going to be putting troops in there so nobody will be able to vote. I mean, this guy is off, he's pretty wacko. Now, there's another side to this story. 54 people in Chicago were shot over Labor Day weekend, 8 killed, including one drive-by that left 7 people wounded. Trump on Saturday sent a warning to Pritzker in a post, "You better straighten it out fast or we're coming." And he said, Pritzker said that Trump to threaten to straighten out Chicago just like we did in D.C. by saying the president's plan was unprecedented and unwarranted, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it's un-American. Here's the thing. That when you have 54 people shot in a weekend, 8 killed, you do not have control of the streets. You do not have control of the streets. What do you have control of? Well, maybe out there in the North Shore where the rich people live, but you're in South Chicago, south side of Chicago. You're in a shooting gallery. it was well known when we were deployed into Iraq, when we were having over 100 incidents a day of different, you know, of attacks on us, that it was safer for our Marines to be outside the wire in combat than it was for them walking down the streets of Chicago, Philadelphia, and a couple other cities. Yes, it was safer. Anyway, so they're saying you can't put National Guard in here. If you look at what happened in D.C. when they put in National Guard and they flooded it with other federal agencies, the crime dropped tremendously, dramatically. And the mayor said that. Said, oh, no, I mean, the crime has really, I mean, it totally has dropped. For some reason, the city of Chicago cares less about its citizens than it does about getting into the headlines. The most sweeping campaign of any city, he signed an executive order dubbing the Protecting Chicago Initiative, is the most sweeping campaign of any city in this country to protect ourselves from the threats and actions of this out-of-control administration. Now, why, you know, when it's Protecting Chicago, you would think that that would be the most sweeping campaign of any city in the nation to make their people feel safe. You would think he would call in his own, he would call in the state troopers, all his police, asking for help to come in and regain control of the streets. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, for years, Chicago's been a shooting gallery. And for years, I've wondered why the governor of the state just, you know, didn't bring in the National Guard to give the Chicago police a helping hand. But they never have. So now, you're a 16-year-old sitting in your house, and you get shot. You weren't on the street. You weren't part of a gang. It was, you were caught in just three bullets coming down the street. Other people getting wounded, caught in between two groups shooting at each other. People, I mean, this article goes down every, you know, all the ones that were killed. Plus, you know, the ones who were shot. Somebody walking up, three people standing on a corner, comes up, kills one and wounds the other two. Shoots them in the legs. Now that sounds kind of planned. 32 separate shootings between 32 separate shootings between 10:30 on Friday and noon on Monday. However, a lot of these were mass shootings. Cars driving by shot seven people. This is what's going on in Chicago. And instead of asking for help, instead of the governor calling out the National Guard himself, you know, he could preempt Trump and say, I'm calling out the National Guard, and we're going to patrol the streets of Chicago until people feel safe. He could do that, and I don't understand why he doesn't. Is it because the citizens that are being killed are predominantly black and he's white? Is this a racial thing? Whoa. No. Don't go there. The mayor of Chicago is black, and you would think that one of the big things that he would want is his people to feel safe. 54 people shot, 8 killed over Labor Day weekend in Chicago, predominantly in one area, the South Side. You know, if nothing else, you would think, hey, I'm going to send in a battalion of the National Guard, and their whole job is going to be drive up and down the streets in the South Side of Chicago to keep people, and I'd put a curfew on them to keep them off the streets and do that for a month and see what happens. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we've got O2 Employment Services is joining us, and Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations, and we're going to talk about not just employment services, but the laws that California has passed. And in fact, they just, you know, according to Heather Hadwick, they just went out and they had like 1,000 laws that were passed, and just trying to read them in the space of time they had is almost impossible. And then, of course, they all have the old gut and switch that there will be already be a bill there, and then they'll take it and completely take out the, what it was before. And she said, I introduced the bill. I was all for the bill. Then they gutted it, and they switched the whole meaning of it. And she said, I no longer support the bill. This is one that she helped introduce. This is the kind of work they do down there. Anyway, let's take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Now that he has taken a big bite out of crime in Washington, D.C., President Trump would like to do the same thing in Chicago, but the prospect angers Democrat city and state leaders. Mayor Brandon Johnson telling a protest rally, no federal troops in the city of Chicago. What some have referred to as lawfares jeopardizing the Trump tariffs.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. The court said the president wasn't legally allowed to declare national emergencies and impose import taxes on almost every country. It's a major legal blow for the White House, and the president took notice. He wrote on social media that if allowed to stand, this decision would literally destroy the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China is hosting some of its key allies, including Russia, and from outward appearances, it seems that Moscow and Beijing are growing closer with each passing day. The BBC's Steve Lai is in Beijing.
There's been a flurry of diplomacy over the last 2 days. We saw the SCO summit, and now leaders are gathering here in Beijing for more talks. President Putin was speaking very fondly of President Xi, calling him a dear friend. Well, for his part, President Xi told Putin that China-Russia relations have withstood the test of international changes, adding that Beijing was willing to work with Moscow to promote what he called the construction of a more just and reasonable global governance system.
North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un is also in Beijing. President Trump is reportedly set to announce a relocation of U.S. Space Command from its temporary headquarters in Colorado to Alabama. That would reverse a Biden-era decision, and that's according to two sources speaking with the AP. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 386 points, NASDAQ off 271. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
A landslide has wiped out an entire village in Sudan's Darfur region. Around 1,000 people were killed.
A rebel group controlling the area reported the disaster late Monday. The landslide occurred Sunday in the village in central Darfur's Mara Mountains after days of heavy rainfall in late August. The Sudan Liberation Movement Army says initial information indicates the death of all village residents, with only one survivor. Rebel officials also say the landslide completely leveled the village.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The death toll from the earthquake in a remote area of eastern Afghanistan has risen to above 1,400, several thousand people injured. The magnitude 6 quake struck late Sunday in several provinces. It flattened villages and trapped people under the rubble of homes, constructed primarily of mud, bricks, and wood. News and analysis at townhall.com. Lawmakers in Oregon considering ways to fill a transportation funding gap, the result of more EVs on the road.
The transportation funding package includes a proposal that would make Oregon the second U.S. state to require electric vehicle owners to enroll in a pay-per-mile program. States are facing transportation budget shortfalls, partly stemming from projected declines in gas tax revenues as more people adopt fuel-efficient and electric cars. In 2023, Hawaii became the first state to create a mandatory road usage charge for EVs. Keith Peters, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center is keeping a close eye on the movement of Hurricane Kiko, which has formed out in the eastern Pacific, and it's said to be moving slowly in a westerly direction. At this point, no coastal watches or warnings have been issued. Storm expected to strengthen in the coming days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. She was out the door at like 6 this morning heading out. I don't know if she was going to the horse or where she was going. Mm-hmm. Horse or dog, one or two. Well, it's still cool.
Yeah.
Today, the 2nd of September, it's Tuesday, and meh, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. It's National Blueberry Popsicle Day and National VE Day, when the Second World War officially ended. Dude, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Well, you just haven't said anything. What's your favorite song today?
That's a good one.
That's a good one?
I haven't heard that question.
What? Oh.
I don't know. I haven't played my favorite song yet today.
Oh, why don't you play it?
When?
Unless it's got, you know, like obscene verses in it or something. And then you're just bleeping yourself.
I have songs already pulled up and ready to go.
Okay. All right. If I can find the weather. Oh, hey, get ready, my friends. Prepare thyself. Gird thy loins. Little loin girding. God, you're turning red. We're beginning to hear
it's
the second.
It's only 8 o'clock.
Little gird loiny, little loin girding going on here. Today.
I'm going to call HR on you.
It comes out of the Bible, I think.
It does.
Okay.
It's okay.
Of course, in the Bible, there was all that, what do they call that? Begatting.
Beginning.
Lots of begatting going on in the Bible.
Begatting, yes.
Begatting. Those loins were not girded. Okay. It's going to be high near 103 today, and tomorrow 101, Thursday 100. Now, here's the good news. Friday, sunny with a high near 92.
Yay.
Saturday, a high near 90. Sunday, a high near 90. And the lows at night in the, you know, mid-60s. And on Monday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 87.
Amazing.
Well, could it be? No. This is just September. Going,
I know.
Oh, look, it's getting cooler. And then next week you'll hit 114.
It will. Mm-hmm.
We haven't had that 114
we
yet.
We haven't.
We have I not. Know. No. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business 30 years, outstanding service to their clients. Good people, the Kenny family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Your face is not as red as I was when I was talking about groin. What was it?
Loins.
Loin girdling. Good morning, Jennifer Cramp.
Good morning.
Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services. Thought she was just going to walk out. No.
Nope.
No, you're okay.
Nope, I'm okay. I'm okay. Trust me. That's minor. That's minor. What I've heard.
You threatened to call HR on me.
That's right.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Guess who HR is?
You.
Me.
I know.
That's okay. I already asked for a raise over the weekend.
I'm sure you did.
I was slapped down, and she told me to shut up and sit down.
She said, too bad. Show up. You got to go to work.
There you go.
Exactly.
I wanted to have twice the salary I'm getting now.
I bet. 010.
Zero. Yeah. Two times zero is what? It's still zero.
Exactly. Okay. Oh.
Oh, that's
outside.
That? Must be outside.
Yes.
Blower.
The
blower.
Leaf blower. Oh, we're good.
We're good. I thought, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. So,
good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It's your 11th anniversary.
I know. I was
looking at the employment service.
Yes, 11 whole years. I can't believe it. I was driving in and I saw a post that my boss, my CEO, Heidi Pond, had posted about 11 years together. And I swear, I was looking at the pictures and I'm like, well, I'm definitely 11 pounds heavier than when I started 11 years ago. But what a ride. It's been amazing. Well, it's been so fantastic.
What's the biggest... In your 11 years,
yes.
What has been the biggest change, you would say, in employment services?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I know there's every year the Democrats, and my friends, I'm going to continue to say Democrats because they're in charge of everything in the state. What have been the biggest changes, the biggest impacts on businesses?
Well, I think labor law. I mean, it just gets more and more strict, right? In California, it's very difficult. I think one of the biggest changes that I've seen, one is the sick leave, right, which is the mandated sick leave requirements. When I started in 2014, they had just rolled out the Healthy Families Law, which was employers were required to pay the 3 days, 24 hours, you know, 1 hour for every 30 hours worked, and then 2 years ago it changed to 40, right? So now employers are required. So you've got small businesses that are just trying to make it. Now they have to give up to 5 days off of paid sick leave. So that was one of the things. Another thing that I've seen a big change in was CFRA that changed, which is the California Family Medical Leave Act, which employers with five or more employees have to allow employees time off, which is great. I don't have a problem with it, but it's protected time off. So now you have employees. So a small employer with five employees or more.
Is that five full-time employees?
Five employees, just period, five employees. On payroll. Mm-hmm. Five payrolled employees. So, yeah. Carl. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
I'm just figuring out who I'm firing this week. Except we don't. Probably the one who just had a baby.
Oh gosh, don't you dare!
No, you know what? And it's funny because our people here are part time mm-hmm. for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they are. Mm-hmm. And for me to have to play under the same rules as somebody that has six
right.
people, but they work full time
mm-hmm.
at a business
mm-hmm.
is it should be. There should be a difference there.
Well, there's definitely requirements, right?
Yeah.
Your employee has to work at least 1,250 hours within the previous calendar year. So they have to work at least so many hours. So your part-time employees might not qualify for it,
right.
but there's still a requirement of paperwork that you have to give to them.
And, you know, we do all those forms.
Yep.
So that they're, you know, that form which tells you that they're U.S. citizens.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, got all
yeah.
that put aside. We've got all that done. And I mean, and you know what? In good faith, you try to do these things.
Well, that's exactly right. And you're not alone. Every employer out there is really, I should say the majority of employers are really trying to put a good faith in doing the right thing. And they think they're following the law and following the rules. And then all of a sudden, bam, they've got, you know, the labor commissioner sending them notices saying that their employees didn't get meal and rest periods or that they've been discriminated against or they filed a claim with the EEOC. So all this litigious, that's probably the third one that I've seen the most of, is just very litigious for employers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, no good deed goes unpunished. And every time you turn around, it seems like somebody is expecting something in return, in payment, and has been victimized in some way. And I'm not saying that there aren't people that really have. There are legitimate cases out there. And there are employers that are not great employers. So I get that. But there's also a lot of great employers and a lot of employers that are just trying to do the right thing. And it's very difficult. I mean, you go into all the compliance, your workplace violence prevention plan, your COVID, your CPP, your IIPP, injury illness prevention plan. You've got all these trainings that are required. You've got food handler cards. You've got, you know, beverage serving cards now that employers have to, you know, have their employees take. And there's so many compliance pieces that it's just darn near impossible for employers to do it without somebody like our, without our organization, right?
Well, no, and this is where you all come in.
I know.
You just named off four or five things that I'm thinking, do I come under that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, workplace illness?
No, the illness injury and illness.
Injury and illness. Mm-hmm. They've got to have a class on that.
Yeah, well, and there's templates. Cal OSHA basically says, here's a template, and you can go online and find it.
It'd be a lot easier if I just said, Jennifer,
can you help me?
Can you help me like you did with? Can you help me like you did with the our employee's handbook?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa. Let me tell you, my employee's handbook went from 20 pages of pretty nebulous stuff to, what was it, 40 pages?
54.
54 pages of pretty specific stuff.
I know.
Have you seen the new one yet, Ben?
No.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Ben. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to make sure, Ben.
Got to make sure everybody's got to read it and sign off on it.
Yeah.
Well, you've been in Hawaii for a couple weeks, you know, so.
Good for you.
Yeah. I tell you what, there was some envy going on
I bet.
I was going to sue him.
And you allowed him time off. I'm so proud. That's good.
Worked around his schedule. So
they did. So
perfect.
Good.
And you got another one coming up, too, don't you? Back east?
Yeah, I'm just going back to Ohio for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Thanksgiving's around the corner. We are in the Burr months.
You know, we got to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about holidays.
Yes.
And how they impact on business.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
You're an expert
on all this.
Love to. Let's do it.
This portion of the show brought to you by... let's see here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So many sponsors.
I know. That's good.
Let's see if I can find my read, though. That's the hard part. Okay. Did you know that at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, their radiology department can get you in for MRIs, CAT scans, all of these within just a couple of days?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, how many times have you been told you're going to have to wait a month to be able to get x-rays or CAT scans or MRIs? Well, you don't have to wait now. You go to Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you can go to ShastaRegional.com, or you can even give them a call at 530-229-2899. And if bring your physician referral, you can and not only get an x-ray or an MRI or a CAT scan done immediately within a day or two, if not right then, you get the readout within 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. That's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, .com. ShastaRegional.com. There you go. We'll be right back with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bodlin, it's on assignment this morning, 8:22 in the morning here on Meh Tuesday. It's meh. Tuesdays are meh. You know, Monday you start the week out. Tuesday's kind of meh.
Yeah.
Wednesday is hump day.
Yeah.
Thursday is you're sliding into Friday.
That's right.
There you go.
Happy Friday Eve.
Yeah, it's, you know, you could almost, you can say that on Wednesday.
Right.
But you can't say it on Tuesday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm here with Jennifer Cram. So agreeable. The queen of operations at O2 Employment Services. Celebrating her 11th anniversary.
Thank you. Yes.
Started when you were just a child.
Just a baby. Well, if I think, I've been in the workforce. I started working when I was 15. I mean, I know I'm only 25, but I have been in the workforce 37 years. That's a long time.
Well, you know, back when
I think I'm ready to retire.
You're not as old as I am, but you were expecting. I mean, I was driving a team of mules at age 12.
Yeah.
You know, in the tobacco fields in North Carolina, because that's where we lived. And I think I made 25 cents an hour, and I was in tall cotton.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah. And, so, but that was one of the things. It wasn't like my dad was forcing me to go out and do that. And, but that was during the summer at school.
Yep.
But that's kind of way we came up is you were expected, not expected,
no.
but you were not at all discouraged from working.
No.
Maybe that's the way to put it.
I agree with you. I think that there was a motivation. We had a motivation to get out and to provide and be a little independent and do our thing.
That was the thing.
My parents didn't require me to work. No. I also knew if I wanted a car and I wanted to drive at some point, I had to pay for my own insurance. So there was a big motivator there.
What was your first job?
My first job was at Little Caesar's Pizza. And if I back that up, I even used to ride my bike down to the video store. I lived in a little town called Penn Valley. It's just below Grass Valley, Nevada City.
Uh-huh.
And I'd ride my bike all the way down to the video store, and I would beg for her to let me work for a few hours so I could get free videos, the VHSs. So I'd go, and I'd put the VHS back behind, you know, the rented-out video. And I'd do all the returns for her, and I'd do it for free. And she'd, in exchange, you know, now it's big trouble. She'd never be able to allow me to work without a work permit and paying me and all of that stuff. But yeah, she let me get videos, and I'd put them in my little basket, and I'd ride home, and I'd get, you know, three videos, and happy as a little lark.
Well, you know, I was doing, you know, after that year or 2 years of doing that, I was, when we moved to a larger city but then moved back to a smaller one and was working at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking tickets and ushering and then working in a gas station.
Yeah.
Back then, we pumped gas.
You were out there.
We pumped gas. Mm-hmm. But today, they are making it hard. And that kind of segues into this.
Yeah.
Is it harder for kids that want to work to find jobs out there?
I think it's mixed. I think that, no, it's not difficult. It just is an employer that is willing to take the risk and to hire somebody under the age of 18 or still in school. There's a lot of summer programs. You know, I just watched on the news last night about the Reading Aquatic Center.
Yeah.
That was an amazing program. They had all these students in there, these lifeguards, giving them life skills, you know, learning how to deal with parents, how to deal with kids, how to, you know, save some lives, you know, make sure the kids are safe out there, but they've got such great skills, but it's hard to find industries that will take on the younger kids.
Especially when you're 16, you know, a lot of people 16, 17 worked in the burger joints.
Well, exactly. And now you've got these wages that are $20 an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, those jobs are being taken. Yeah. We have a few clients.
And they're being eliminated, too.
They are. That's well, the robotics side
of
it.
Gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We have some employers that will still, you know, hire kids that come in and still in school and can work part-time hours and get their work permit and keep their grades up. So we do have those. But, you know, with that, if you're hiring children under the age of 18, there's a whole mandated reporter course that business owners or supervisors must take as well. So if you're going to have young kids that are in the workplace, you have to take this training in the event that you notice something that maybe is an abusive situation, something at home, something that kids or, you know, don't have the voice or feel like they don't to come forward.
Uh-huh.
It's our responsibility as supervisors to make sure that we keep an eye out on these things. So that's another training. So you've got the work permit, you've got restricted hours, and then you've got, you know, the mandated.
Hours.
Yeah, because they can only work so many hours.
I was working from sun up to sundown because you only had so much time to put the tobacco into the drying barns.
Yeah.
Back then when tobacco was still okay.
Yeah. No, it's very different. And so, yeah, and then now, you know, we do have minimum wage going up. So minimum wage is going up January 1st. It's going to go up 40 cents. I don't know how 40 cents came into it, but
what will it be then?
January 1st will be $16.90 will be the minimum wage. So if you have salaried employees,
I'm going to guarantee everybody that works for me gets minimum wage. How's that? Oh, pay cuts.
Ben's like, I'm good.
Ben's not good.
Ben's good.
You know, I have the best producers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had really good producers, but I have the best producers. They, you know, they've all got other jobs,
mm-hmm.
but they all like working here. And they're always so dependable. And I can't say enough about Ben and Dave.
That's good.
And, you know, and when we had others in here.
I love that.
Yeah. And they've, you know, they've gone on. My younger one's gone on to be Cal Fire, going to Cal Fire.
I love it.
The other one's on his way to Streets to Seats to be a helicopter pilot,
oh,
National
good,
Guard.
Good.
Yeah. So it's, we've been fortunate and blessed to have the ones we have. But I can understand if you're trying to hire, you wanted to give kids a chance.
Totally.
Just the burden of all the extra things you have to do kind of goes, you know, just not
correct.
True.
And so there are a lot of companies that choose not to. So that narrows down the pool, right, for these young kids to go out and find. The Parks and Rec are a great, you know, resource for them. There are some, you know, smaller businesses that will hire. Some restaurants will,
sure.
You know, and I love that. And it's giving them a chance. And there's a lot of kids out there that, you know, want to work. They have incentive. They have motivation. They want to do it. Sometimes they don't. And those are the ones that don't do well necessarily getting out.
Yeah.
But it's good for them to get their feet wet. I had hired kids, gosh, in the cancer center. I used to have them come in and I used to have them file and pull charts and,
sure.
You know, put papers away and, you know, do run around, do errands and stuff. But it was amazing, and it was such a good start for them. And all these kids went off and have done big things. One of them became a nurse practitioner.
Well,
and, like,
great.
I love that they got exposed and they were held accountable. They showed up. They had accountability, dependability. They were loyal. They learned what it was like to show up Monday through Friday, you know.
Which is, you know what? That's what I understand when they're trying to get people back into the, off the streets. And, I mean, they really want to and all that. But the hardest part is having to show up every day.
Every single day.
At a certain time.
Got to show
and
up.
And you've got to stay there.
And you got to show up.
That is extremely hard for people who have lived 5, 6, 7 years, kind of like a Mustang out in the range.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, you know, ate, slept, procreated, all those things, and then now have to go to.
Carl, what is happening?
Well, that's what the horses did. Come on.
Just, well, they do. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's so many of the little
that's
devils.
That's right,
around.
Those little wild Mustangs.
And on that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to discuss laws that the state of California is going to foist on a small business.
That's right.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Cool. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebont. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I found him when I first moved here to Reading in 07. Never gone to another barbershop. I get great haircuts there all the time. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. Doesn't mean I don't hang around there before and after. Catch up on my reading of Car and Track and Golf and Saturday Evening Post. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. Don't be thinking you're going to get your hair blown dry there. No, it's not going to happen. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Linda went in there one day. Everybody's always very cordial. She says there's so much testosterone in this house that when she walked in, walked out, she had to shave her legs. I'm not sure what that meant. Anyway, I'm here with Jennifer Cramp, who is not making it easy on me today.
Me?
The operations officer of O2 Employment, and we've talked about, you know, hiring kids.
Yeah.
When we grew up, and a lot of people listening, when you grew up, you had jobs. You cut the grass. And,
yeah.
But you had other jobs. You had other jobs. You know, you worked at a pizza place.
I did.
And because we wanted to get that car, we wanted to pay for that insurance, we wanted to be able to do that and have some spending money. Now, your parents weren't forcing you to work.
No.
Nor did they expect you to, but they were very proud of the fact, I'm sure, that all of us were out there working.
Absolutely.
But we learned about showing up on time. We learned about having to have responsibilities and complete those responsibilities.
Or there's consequences.
Or there's consequences, And it's just harder today because of a variety of layers of bureaucracy. You're trying to, you hire a 17-year-old to work someplace, and, you know, the minimum wage
it's going to be $16.90.
Unless you're working in a fast food place, and it's $20.
Correct.
Or you're working, you wouldn't be working at, like, a medical facility.
Right. That's going
25.
Up again. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So the great state of California, they just came out with They just issued a bunch of laws again.
They do. They go through, and they have a lot of decision makers that really don't understand how it affects employers, you know, which is why there's a lot of lobby groups out there. We're part of SHRM, which is the Society of Human Resource Management. It's a large, you know, actually international organization that goes to the Hill in D.C., and we have local legislative that we go down and we do a lot of lobbying with, because we're trying to explain to them and educate the ones that are actually making the decisions how this affects the employers. And so, you know, sometimes we have good success, sometimes we don't, and sometimes laws get passed through, and to your point earlier, where they go in and the bill is presented and everybody's on board, and then by the time it gets into the key decision makers, they strip pieces out of the
yeah,
language.
They change it.
They change it. They add in what they feel needs to be in there. And so then it comes back, and everybody goes, what in the heck is going on?
Well, Brian Daly and Megan Daly and Heather Hadwick have told me this, that you look at the people that make up the assembly.
Yeah.
And I imagine the Senate's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like two, maybe three that ever write checks because they don't have businesses.
Right, right, you know? Right, right. They, and that's a big decision. Yeah.
And how do you – it's like, oh, well, the military ought to do this without having one idea of how the military works.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing. And I don't know your way around that one, but.
Well, I don't.
Except for lobbyists.
Exactly. You just have to go down, and voices need to be heard, you know? And that's where we really try to reach out to some of our employers, especially with big things that we've been notified of or we know are coming down the pike. We're like, you need to write a letter. We need to hear from small and businesses and small employers on how this is going to affect you financially, you know, from a compliance standpoint, from an overall workforce standpoint, you know, what is this going to do for you? And so there's oftentimes that we'll do that, but sometimes there are things that just slip through and all of a sudden are passed, and then we go, here we go. This is now we got to change this. We got to change that. We got to do this, you know. And so usually by now and laws will get passed, but everything will come out in October. That'll really say this is how it's going to affect the employer side of things.
So we're
going to be looking next month. But, you know, primarily is, you know, we spoke, I think, a little bit last month about the big, beautiful bill that was passed in July, you know, which is the tips from the federal standpoint. You won't be paying taxes on the tips, which is a huge thing. We're trying to figure out how that's going to look come 2026, because it passed the middle of this year, right? So we've been instructed that employees will continue to pay their taxes on tips as they go, because right now they run through payroll, right? So tips, employers report their cash or the credit card tips, they go through payroll, they pay taxes on them, but they're going to get a federal credit on their tax return. So there will be a special box, I think, on the W-2 that comes through.
What does that mean then is, okay, so they get a special box that gives them a write-off right then, but what about the employees? How do they get that? See that money, or is it just taken off their taxes?
It's taken off their taxes.
See, that's
so the employees. So this year, that's how this year will work, because it was in the middle of the year. It's
right.
The same with the overtime. So overtime,
okay. Yeah.
It's going to change the way your W-2 looks, and I'm not sure how that's going to work yet. And us as a payroll company, we're trying to figure that out, because we're like,
it'd be
hey,
nice to know. Yeah.
We need to know how you're going to pull out this overtime, because overtime you will get a credit on your overtime federal taxes that you paid on that as well. Obviously, this isn't California. This is just the federal. So
right.
Your feds, you'll get some discounts on that.
Well, that gives then California a way to maybe add some more taxes on to
let's hope
offset
not.
That.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. But it very well could happen. Yeah. So those are some things that are coming down. And I think as we go along, they'll become a little more clear. But it's really difficult. This is part of the problem, because it comes down. Everything's like slam, slam, slam. We got to do this. We got to do that. Everybody's kind of running around trying to digest the law, understand the law, interpret the law. And how do we apply that to businesses? And so that's the whole process that we go through. And we're like, how does this affect our employers? How do we help them understand this? What's the requirement in this for them? And so that we make sure we keep them on track, and at least so they know. at least they have an educated understanding of what the law or the requirements
are.
That's
all I want. I just want a fighting chance.
And then if you make the choice not to do it, at least you know, though, and you understand the risk. Mm-hmm. That's what we do as risk assessors in our organization. We meet with our clients. We say, hey, your risk is really high on this, or it's going to be really low. What's your appetite for risk? And you're going to make, the employer's going to make the decision. And sometimes they're like, that just doesn't make business sense for us. We have to do it this way. And it's like, well, then that's the risk you're willing to take. And it, you might not get caught. You might get caught. It's not if, it might be when, you know, and they're your best employee till they're not your best employee. That's how this it kind of shakes out.
You know, and the thing about it is, it's almost like they're driving it to make it so hard.
Well, look at how many businesses have left. Look at how many people are pulling out of California.
How many businesses have failed.
How many? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because of all the compliance.
We were
everything.
Just talking about one that we're not going to mention.
Yeah.
That it just became too hard.
Yes.
And when you told me what was going on,
yeah.
because, you know, mm-hmm. I was taken aback.
Sure.
By that,
mm-hmm.
thinking, really? Mm-hmm. And so they are, yeah. So they're, it's changed. The whole business has changed.
It's very much changed.
New owners and all that.
All of it. Well, and nobody's really excited to come into California. And we're like, how do we make them excited? How do we get people here? How do we get employees here and employers and people that want to live, that can afford to live here? You know,
what is it? The average price of a house is like $800,000-$900,000 in California. Is that
probably in California? I think the median in Redding is like four.
Oh, no. Not in Redding, but in California.
Sure.
But you know, getting people here, like we want to bring in doctors.
Oh, sure.
We've got 48 doctors here right now working as residents.
Yeah.
What can we do to
keep them here? Absolutely.
Yes.
No.
And that's going to take a community effort.
It is. It absolutely does. And it's been that way for years. I mean, back to my oncology days, right?
Yeah.
11 years ago. You know, we had a terrible time trying to recruit and get oncologists here and that want to stay here and that want to be here and raise their families.
And Dignity, they just hired a couple, I think, but... This is a brand new, you know, the one they're building, the cancer center, usually has a lot of interest because they got the newest equipment, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But like everywhere else, it's hard recruiting them.
It is. It's hard recruiting them, and it's expensive. When we think of that equipment, I mean, my gosh, back we built the cancer center in 2008, 2009, and I think our linear accelerator, which is the radiation oncology machine, was like $1.4 million just for the machine, let alone the room that had to go in, which was all concrete walls.
You can't just put it outside.
No, and then you have all this technology that has to go with it, and that's another $600,000-$700,000 with a service agreement every year of some crazy.
And which oncology was this?
This was Cancer Care Consultants and Solace Cancer Care. It was Dr. Figueroa, Dr. Carter, Dr. Collins, Dr. Pereira. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, Dignity. We did a joint venture with Dignity years ago. 21st Century Oncology came in and purchased, acquired us. But again, back to the point of compliance, that was where my physicians were. They were kind of like, hey, do we continue doing this? You know, medicine has changed, Medicare's cutting back, the insurances are cutting back. How do we make it when we just purchased this huge equipment, you know, financial asset that we have that, you know, we have to pay for the next 10 years on? It becomes very expensive. And then you have employees on top of it. And then you have health insurance for your employees. And then you have time off and paid leave and salaries.
At least a salary for yourself.
And trying to recruit. Get a physician in here, you know, be competitive with the market and get the spouses here, because that's usually part of the issue. There's no shopping. What do you mean the closest airport is, you have Redding? It's a little puddle jumper.
No, we make it to Denver.
That's right.
We go
to Denver.
That's now.
And, okay. Yes.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Okay.
You were on a roll, though.
I was. I was letting it rip.
Yep, which is good. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram, O2 Employment Services.
Keep a look. lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be a-smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Colin DeBott. Today, the 2nd of September, 8:51 in the morning, about 72 degrees, going up to 103 today. But hey, ye of little faith, it's going to get down to the 90s. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 82. That's what the forecast says. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, O2 Employment Services, the Director of Operations.
I didn't even say anything.
But tomorrow, Redding Police Department joins us, along with two of the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to introduce themselves and what they're dancing for out there. Jason O'Dell.
Oh, nice. Wife.
It's going to be one. And then, gosh, I don't know. I've got the other name. I just don't have it with me.
Yes.
They're going to be on from 7 to 8, and then the Redding Police Department on at 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
But Jennifer has been tutoring us in all the things the state of California is doing. And then she got on this roll.
I know.
About Can you make it harder on small business owners? And right. I really shouldn't even say that out loud because mm-hmm. yes, they could.
They could. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I don't know how much more. I mean, well, we're just not going to have anything left.
Well, it's only because they haven't thought of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to use AI. How can we make it harder on small businesses?
Yeah.
And AI come out and say, Well,
there's a law against AI that will come into effect here soon as well. That's going to put some provisions on it. Mm-hmm. Some provisions, especially in the workplace. Mm-hmm.
Well, AI is, I mean, they're seeing the entry-level jobs in many of the industries taken over by AI.
Well, it definitely can play a huge factor. For yeah. sure.
I mean, mm-hmm. if you're just parsing information.
Right. Right.
There you go.
Right.
And then they've got their answering phones.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
have you gotten the phone call yet where it says, "Hi, I am an AI-generated robot. I'm doing recruiting for such and such. You look like you'd be an amazing candidate." I got this not too long ago, and I'm like, who in the heck? And it sounds like a person that I would be talking on the phone to.
I called a local business here.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, and there was something that was just a little right. off. Maybe it's too perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the English
yeah.
was just perfectly enunciated.
Yeah.
And I said, "Are you a real person?" "No, I am your AI assistant, but I can help you." And then they transferred me to another AI.
Oh.
And who was just as nice and you can understand.
Sure.
And then it was the third one when they transferred me that I got the service department. And
yeah.
then you got to a person.
A real person.
But how
yeah.
many people did, how many jobs did that take?
Right.
And we talked about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You give your order to AI.
Shoot. Yeah. You type it into a little menu or you speak to it and it, you know, transcribes what you're ordering.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, so you're looking at entry level jobs. It's really going to hurt.
Right.
You're looking at parsing jobs.
Right.
And the one thing when they were talking about in legal, that AI can go through all these cases.
Sure.
But because they make things up at times, they make them say where they found the information.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that,
for sure.
So that the attorneys can then check it to
and
make sure
back.
It really
oh,
exists.
For sure.
That's the thing.
Oh, I think there's a lot of things that will
yeah.
revolutionize. I mean, trust me, I've put in stuff where I'm like, "Help me with this policy, blah, 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 blah." And I'll put it in there, but I have to check it because AI is still a little bit behind, right? So California law is very tricky. I could never write a policy in California. You think you could. Write me an employee handbook. Well, it's probably not going to be 100% accurate, and it's going to have some things in there.
I could have done that.
No, you could not.
No, I could not.
No, I wouldn't have allowed it.
You know what? I can write commercials, though.
Yes, you can.
Radio commercials.
Sure.
30-second radio commercial, put it in.
Sure.
A second later. You may have to change a word or two.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Ben? And we've had AI record commercials.
Yes. Yes.
Have we?
Yes.
Yeah.
In because we've only got so many voices.
Right.
And so we just said, okay, let's use an AI voice.
Oh, yeah.
That one that introduces us that says from the Wind River Casino,
yeah.
you know, sponsor, that's an AI voice.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it sounds just like the other one.
I know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
The one thing you have to do, though, is it has a tendency to be kind of a monosyllabic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you record it
right.
and then have it record off what you did, wouldn't you put the inflection in?
Right. Yeah.
It's scary.
It is scary. It is. It's really scary. And I, you know.
And what do you do with that with employment services?
Sure. I know. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It really is because we have to also make sure, like even resumes, like I'll get in a resume internally, right? Like we're interviewing right now. We're trying to hire a human resource consultant specialist, you know, that we need somebody that has some California knowledge, understands payroll, understands the whole complexities of it being a small employer. But I can take a resume and I can throw it into AI and say, was this AI generated? And it will yes. come back and it will tell me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing at schools. They can run through there.
Mm-hmm.
It always reminds me of a picture of all these sheep stuck together
mm-hmm.
and this black
mm-hmm.
Labrador retriever's head sticking out, looking up. And it says, when you get hired on your fake resume. But at least they can't, they can start doing that.
They can.
They can tell you if it's AI. See, cause I have this great resume to apply for that job. I mean,
sure, Carl. You know,
I used to run HR.
I know. Come on in. We can talk about loins and groins and.
We never talked groins. It was loins.
Oh, loins.
Girded loins.
Girded loins, yeah.
Your husband and my wife will not let us play together on Tuesdays.
They won't. They're like, okay. That's it.
We got like, 2 minutes. So what do you want to tell people?
Okay, well.
How to get a hold of. Let me tell you, O2 Staffing built us our employee's handbook.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It is great. And if you don't have an up-to-date one, and this is a la carte.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a la carte. So yes, you can just reach out. We do have several documents that we do sell a la carte. Mm-hmm. We have some HR consulting services, which is a monthly retainer for having HR consulting online from a live person, a real person.
Yeah, a real person.
You know, can come to your business that we can meet with you. We also have our PEO HRO services, which is where we partner with small businesses. We provide your human resources, your payroll, your workers' comp, your benefits, your leaves of absence. We navigate all of that with you.
And you don't have to worry about it.
And you don't have to worry about it. Or we have the O2 staffing. You're looking for somebody. You need somebody to fill in for that person on a leave of absence. You call O2 staffing. You can call us at 530-223-4674.
I go and look at all the jobs you have available.
Yes.
I'm looking at that thinking, oh.
Yes, look at our job board. Yeah, our job board is always up to date.
And it's part-time and full-time.
Yep. Temporary seasonal, sometimes it's a full-time recruited position where they're going to hire you on full-time. Yes, you just go to o2es.com, look at our job board. You can apply right online. Even as an employer, if you're excited to, you're looking for somebody, you can go on and put a job order right online and get it to us.
Great.
Get you taken care of.
Jennifer Cram.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Always look forward to it because there are so many ways that we can get our tail
we
in a crack.
Can. We Whoa. Can, but don't panic. Don't panic, no. everybody. I know I say some scary stuff, but don't panic.
Talk to the experts.
That's right. Give us a call.
Locally
happy to help
owned,
you.
Locally
operated.
That's right.
25 years we've been here for you.
A veteran support. They do support veterans.
We do, absolutely.
We absolutely do. Okay, well, have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Enjoy your day. Stay hydrated and God bless.